Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform with Kilo Echo. Kilo Echo 8. Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey. Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey.
Zulu uniform with you. Kilo Echo 8 Zulu uniform with you.
Good morning. Where are you? Just past 30 Mile Road on 53, 9 miles away from Hall Road. Happy Friday. No, good deal. We may be in pass by timing today. I am how many miles south of Hall am I? What is Hall, 20? So I'm 7 miles south of Hall, but I'm also 2 miles west of Van Dyke, so I'm 9 miles from Hall and 53.
According to my calculations, that is correct.
All right, well, we'll keep track, and if you're in the lot as I'm passing by, I'll swing in and drop these off.
That sounds good to me. Even if I'm not, I can come to you. It's no big deal. But ETA to my office is about 7:15. Don't feel like you can't get your coffee. Take your time. I'm in no rush to get into the office today.
All right, well, I'll just plug away here. Chances are I'll be passing right by there right about when you're getting in the lot, so that should work out. Anywho, I went to Lansing yesterday. I took one of the little mesh casting devices with me. I didn't look at it to see what it logged, if anything. I didn't have it connected up or MQTT or nothing, so I really don't know what value that information would be. And I've been leaving one at my shop. That's called FUT2, I think it is. And that one should be able to hear Mount Clemens. So I don't have anything on it either. But that one's a little closer to... That site, I'm looking on a map, that's a pretty good site, so I may get an antenna outside for that one. Not necessarily the whole node, but maybe just the antenna, if I can get it right outside on a very short, you know, lead. I don't know, we'll see. But tall as we'll see, not really moving fast on any of that. Waiting on Fred to, for the replacement of Mount Clemens will be the first, I think, big move. He's got a high-based one that can go up on the roof. I'm pretty excited about. That'll tell us a lot.
I've been traveling with mine, too. I was down at 15 in Harper yesterday, and I was talking to Dave, I imagine, through the Mount Clemens. I don't know if that's MQTT or what. If that's RF only, that's awesome. But I was getting some messages out to him, you know, 15-ish area. So I thought that was pretty cool. But I think those pie things are going to be the ticket, man. Seriously, ordered 5 4s.
Yeah, I think the solar battery thing is important. I think that, you know, there's going to be a lot of them that do that, but these anchors that I want to put in, and I'd rather not have them I'd rather have them seeing, you know, a nice large footprint and being pure RF. Because there's going to be someone on the connected up to MQTT, and I guess if there's one, then there's a path for all. You know, I think we want to get away from multiple MQTT-enabled nodes. So I got hopes that the sites that I have, at least in my brain, are going to be RF only. And I was thinking about proposing, I mentioned it last night, I was thinking about proposing something at the medical control board that, you know, we should put one of these on every hospital and see if we can't have a completely grid down, at least way to pass data traffic from ER to ER.
Those are typically optimal sites, so that wouldn't be a bad deal, and they're inexpensive to pop up there. Anthony and I were talking about the MQTT thing yesterday, and I don't have anything against it. I just wish it was black and white. When it's on, you know that, you know, this channel, right? Like, there's the Who Cares and there's Who Cares RF. I wish the Who Cares was MQTT only, and if you were using that and you went to go direct message someone, you knew for a fact it was not trying to MQTT, because what I learned, and I don't know if I told you or Anthony, but when I had MQTT on for Who Cares, and I went to a direct message to Dave and Greg, I thought I was going RF because it didn't have a little uplink downlink. And come to find out, as soon as I turned off MQTT, I couldn't message them anymore. And the other thing I don't like is how much it dilutes the node database, where you don't know what's RF and what's not. Even if you filter it out, you still get MQTT nodes popping in there. So, I don't know. What are you guys doing for the enclosures on those pies? I want to put one in my attic. It doesn't really necessarily need to be weatherproof, but I don't know. Keep the critters out of it, I guess. Keep the bugs. I don't know. You know, I don't know how big those hats are. They look relatively large, kind of like a RF board, which, well, it is an RF board.
Well, Anthony gave me some weatherproof enclosures. They were just surplused out from some project. I don't know if they were AT&T or something, but and they're probably a little larger than necessary for you know, this pie-based thing. But you know, use what you got, right? But it probably just whatever, you know, the right size weatherproof box is, kind of like that one you have for the T-beam, or even like the one you got for the, you know, hell, you know, if you can find one the size of the one you got for the rack, just big enough to fit the pie, because it's a hat, the POE is a hat, so it's completely a hat, and, you know, so it's a pie form factor. Even if you use a Pi 3, that's the only size you need. So really, it don't matter to me. It's just whatever weatherproof box I can get my hands on, because mine are going outside. Now, if I was looking to use this inside, obviously I'd need to find a pie-sized box that has enough room for the two hats. However, that's going to work. Although I'm not 100% sure that POE and a POE hat is necessarily the way to go, as John has posted more than once in the channel, there's a brick that will take a POE line, and then it'll give you a USB cable and a network cable. And you can plug the, those are $9 compared to a Pi hat, which is like 20. You know, and for $9, you plug into that, and then it gives you power for the Pi and network cable. They separate it out. But, the clean solution is obviously the hat, right?
Dave was mentioning that. It's funny because I have to use one of those. I carry one every single day in my backpack because all these new computers, they don't have RJ45 ports. And if I got to serial into something or if I got to plug into a firewall to configure it, or a router or modem or whatever it may be, that's the only way I can do it now. So, agreed, those will work, but I'm, I like the clean one cable, no adapters kind of thing. So, I told Dave the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take a Pi. I already know which POE hat I'm going to use because I used it on my iGate where it's literally just, it's so small and then it still allows you to utilize the pins. So I'm going to take that and then I'm going to see if I can sandwich that board on there. If not, I don't know. It would be nice if I could have an all-in-one unit. And for your records, the Shari Unistorm case is available on Amazon for like $13. It's taller than the average case for Pi 4s, and they're that's what they use for their RF board. So if I can, and there should be enough room to fit the RF board and the POE hat in that case. So keep that in the back of your head. I'll send you a link on Amazon. Those are by far my favorite. They're all aluminum. Very nicely made.
Yeah, I got a couple, two or three of those. I got two actual Shari Pis that are in those, but then I had a Pi. I either had a Pi 3 based one, and I bought the Pi 4 based one, and now I've got the other one surplus to my needs, or the other way around. So I've got at least one of those surplus and two in use, so whichever one's surplus. I plan on using it. I've got a lot of Pi 3B pluses laying around that used to be going all-star duty that I replaced with Weiss boxes, so I will probably just grab one of those and use it. So I think I have a case, one of the Unistroms for that. That's a good idea, and I got one, so cool. Anywho, we'll see. Yeah, we're spending a lot of effort on this, and I still want to keep my expectations tempered. I don't expect a whole lot of them. I mean, I do secretly, but I got to remember that, there's a very good chance I do this and just it's not doing what I expect. So I'm fully expecting that.
I wish we had a plan B if this all goes south and it doesn't work, that we could just do something, flip a switch, and we're using it for something else. Pi is not a big deal. The proprietary, or the LoRa hardware here, you're kind of stuck with it. So that's why I don't think I'm going to buy anymore. I'll buy some knick-knack. I mean, I like the tinkering aspect, don't get me wrong. I do really enjoy that. It has kind of impressed me at some point, like the guy by me, when I looked at the map, I literally laughed out loud. I was like, I cannot believe how many nodes there are floating around now. And that's really just from us kind of getting a bug and saying, let's try this crap.
I think the trick is they consume like no power. The trick is even if you get tired of it, then leave whatever ones you can just up and running. Just leave them up and running. then periodically check in, because, you know, because the next group that comes along with all, you know, starry-eyed and playing with it, they'll have what we found when we turned ours on, plus they'll find us. And maybe, you know, maybe it's just a matter of those eventually, you know, the right ones will pop up and all of a sudden you'll see things start happening. So, you know, I think it's important that people, you know, get these and then just put it up. If they say shrug, just leave it up and just walk away. You know, and that I think is the key. They don't pull enough power to concern yourself with. They're, you know, they're minuscule, and if you're not really doing any crazy stuff with antennas or anything, it's really no big deal to leave it up and running. And I think that's the key. So if I got disenfranchised with the whole thing, I'd leave the one, you know, in the second floor window at my house online. I'd probably leave the ones that I put up, you know, like the pie ones we're building. I'd leave those up, stuff like that. You know, I might get out and, like, the extra stuff or, you know, crap like that, or the mobile might get thrown in the junk drawer. I don't know. But, yeah, that's the key. Even we get tired of it, to leave stuff up. So that the next time a guy in your area goes online, he not only finds that guy just around you, but he finds you and that guy, you know. So that's how it's going to happen, I think, and it's not going to be tomorrow or the next day, but that's what will eventually happen, if it's going to happen.
I agree with that 100%. That's why I'm leaning more towards this pie, you know, if I can, it's just like my nodes in my rack and the iGate, right? I set them up. They're in there. I don't have to touch them. I forgot about them. They're there if I need them. That's my plan. So, yeah, if I can, if I can get a pie in the attic with a PoE and it's just there, you know, out of sight, out of mind kind of thing, that's exactly what I want to do. And I think that's kind of the same thing you're talking about with the sites that you're doing. But, you know, we're not your average bear when it comes to this. I mean, we've got you and Fred, first of all, so we've got the best locations you can get for this stuff. And then, you know, we've got a lot of guys that are very technically, what's the word I'm looking for? Not advanced. I don't know. We're very technical, enough to dabble with this and figure it out like Dave. So if anyone's going to figure it out, I think it would be our group. It's just, you know, like Anthony always says, it's the adoption thing. So if we can get enough traffic, yeah, hopefully this starts to grow exponentially. But really, who is the client for this? What is the use case for this? Because other than sending text messages and screwing around, you know, there's really no practical reason to do this.
That's the catch, isn't it? Like, for what? It's silly. We have to resent ourselves because we can. Because we want to know. I don't know. Half the things I think are with, I don't know where I'm going to put it into flight. I may have some telemetry I need to get from point A to point B, and I may have a project that I'm saying, oh, that would be perfect. Or I may, I may want to monitor something remotely, you know, some alarms or something like that. Door entry or something like that, you know, and, you know, in a rural or something, you know, oh, I could do it with that, you know, I don't know, I don't know, I'm not suggesting I know what the, but I could wake up one day and have a problem to solve and say, you know what, remember that fantastic crap we were monkeying with? I'll bet we could do that with that.
Real-world use case I've been able to concoct in my mind is my daughter's in preschool, so if I can figure out how to get to downtown Elmont, which is only like 2 or 3 miles, and then get one on top of the school and then put one in her backpack, not to text her, obviously, because she doesn't know how to really text or spell, she's 4, but just pinging her backpack, you know, that would be kind of useful. But then I think back, it's like, or I throw a $25 AirTag in there because every teacher in that school has an iPhone.
Right, right. Well, you want to know a use case where they were actually, they got a little pressed because they were finding these, and it's not good, you know, any press is good press. It's kind of like that. But, okay, so I'll tell you this, and you'll just go, oh, my God, you know, but you can think of other uses. Remember the riot? There were groups organized within the riot. They were all carrying these in their pockets. And they had this encrypted, off-grid way to send messages back and forth to coordinate their efforts, all in the same ground, right? All in the same area. So think about that for a hot minute.
I think I did hear about that. That was a while back, right? That was, wasn't that like the Antifa stuff?
Well, I don't know specifically. All I heard was there were people using these during the riot. That's all I heard. I should probably look up the story to see what that's all about. I meant Hayes. What you're just past Garfield?
I am just past Plank. I'm east of Plank. Just past the friendly dealer, first driveway after the friendly dealer. I'm backed in the corner over here. Yeah, I'm going to look that up too when I get inside. I vaguely remember hearing about that. I know that, I don't know if you're familiar with ATAC. It's similar. With Android, it's really cool. I'm kind of sad I don't have an Android anymore because of it. Same thing, off-grid communication, mapping, you can do a ton with it. But they use Meshtastic for that. And then, I know, there's a flip side to this too, right? Like, we're tinkering with it, and then there's, you know, the militias out there that think this is their comms.
Well, and whatever. I mean, who cares if there's, you know, a nefarious group, you know, using these or who falls using these. But it gives you an idea of, like, you know, I'm thinking now, that's not a bad idea. I'm familiar with ATAC. I don't know a lot about it. But I was looking over ATAC, and I was thinking, you know what, that'd be great at an event. Let's say you got an event where, you know, you're trying to cover, there's a disaster, and you've got resources on the ground and stuff like that. And you could use this in conjunction with, you know, ATAC to drop pins and show people where problems are, resources are, things like that. I'm thinking that's, that's a imagined use right there. Good for good purposes. I know Fred does Bike MS, and they use TrackR, which, you know, shows up on APRS Spy, but, it's based on the phone instead of APRS, and he can keep track of all his assets, his medical assets, his spotters, and things like that, and know where all the people are that are helping out with, like, the Bike MS event. So, you know, I can see that in a scenario like that. All right, I'm going through the light here at the Plank, so I will see you in a minute. Not even.
The commonality all comes back to confined space, smaller area of operation, not spanning 30 plus miles. I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to put one of these things, I might even just do it today. I might grab one of those nodes and pop them in a window on the third floor of this building and see what happens.
Okay, right side, east or west?
I'm on the east side, all the way in the corner. I see you. Make a left, and I'm back here.
So this is W8FU.
Thanks again, Sean. I forgot to clear, so I'll catch up with you on the ride home, maybe. NADDF.
Yep, I just did the same thing. So, man, I didn't sign. Just pulled up there, jumped out, and dropped the combo. All right, later. Enjoy your last day of work for the week. I will enjoy mine. W8FU.
88RUH. KE8RUH to NADBF, you monitoring, Dakota?
TFABOT, monitoring.
KE8RUH.
KCAKKONAKPP. N-A-K-A-P-P. N-A-K-A-P-P. Mobile.
N8DBF.
N8DBF. ABAC. Dakota, what's happening in state?
Good, how you been?
Good. I'm nursing a knee. I had a part of my meniscus in my knee taken out, so I'm walking around full of money today. So, I feel like Joe Biden grafted one of his old men legs, my leg, and but it's been a week. I go in next week for my checkup, get a little PT action going, and I'm hoping to get back in the game because I'm very impatient.
Yeah, I heard you had that when we were all meeting for lunch. I'm glad you're doing all right and up and about. Take the PT seriously, which it sounds like you're gonna, and you'll be back in full health in no time.
Yeah, I've had PT once before, and I'm a fan. I'm sold, definitely. And it's, I don't know, it's kind of like working out, which I'm not the guy to do that. But, you know, you never want to go and work out, but when you do, you get out of there, you're like, I'm glad I went and did that. It reminds me of that, but yeah, I'm a fan.
100%. My family friend, she had knee surgery, and she didn't take the PT seriously, and guess what? She had to go back in, and they had to clear out all of the scar tissue.
Oh. No bonus there. Hey, sorry to cut it short. I'm running Kroger. The Kroger.
I got about 10% of that, but I heard you're at Kroger, so no big deal. I'll be out here for the next half hour, 45 minutes. So if you're around, I'm around. N8DBF.
Barely flipped up this big old radio.
NAKPP Mobile.
N8CLH is mobile and monitoring. N1KRD listening.